on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels to put pressure on Turkey to stop migrants entering Europe. David Cameron, who's also at the summit, says he supports a move to close the so-called Balkan route. Macedonia says it's already limited border crossings. Turkey's Prime Minister says he's ready to work with the EU.
We have many challenges in front of us. The only way to respond to these challenges is solidarity.
It comes as a Royal Navy ship has been deployed to the Aegean Sea to spot traffickers taking migrants to Greece, who will then be intercepted by the Turkish Coast Guard. Sevenoaks MP Michael Fallon says the aim is to build up a clear picture of smuggling routes.
There are smuggling gangs who are making money out of this very dangerous trade. Several hundred lives have been lost already this year. Several thousand drowned last year. And we have to do what we can to help the Greeks and the Turkish authorities put an end to this.
KMFM News.
Seven men, including one from Kent, are facing years in prison for their part in the biggest burglary in English history. Brian Reader from Dartford was the mastermind behind the £14 million Hatton Garden raid last Easter. The sentencing is due to take place today. It's not yet clear if the 77-year-old will be in court after he was taken to hospital last month. A police investigation is continuing after a man was attacked by a pack of dogs at his home in West Kent. Nicola has the details for KMFM.
Well, emergency crews, including firearms officers, were called to Vicarage Hill in Westrim just after seven yesterday morning, following reports a man had been bitten by the animals. The victim said to be in a serious condition in a London hospital. However, his injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. Kent police have told KMFM five bull mastiffs have been removed from the property. It's not known yet what will happen to them.
KMFM News.
A police helicopter and dog team have been used in a search following a break-in in a Kent village. They were called following reports of a raid at a house in Vigo just after midnight. Two men aged 19 and 32 who are from Gravesend have been arrested on suspicion of burglary and are in custody. A tenth of younger women with breast cancer are pregnant or breastfeeding when they spot a symptom, according to a charity. Breast Cancer Care surveyed around 500 women diagnosed before the age of 46. It also found more than a third of women in that age group go through treatment when their youngest child is five or under. Rachel Rawson is from the charity. She says it's probably because women are waiting until later in life to have children.
As we get older, the greater the risk. So if women are choosing to have their children as they reach their mid to late 30s, the potential is that they might be diagnosed at this particular time when they are pregnant or breastfeeding.
Hackers are targeting Apple computers for the first time, preventing users from accessing files until they pay a ransom. The malware called Key Ranger encrypts data on Macs and only unlocks if the owner pays up. Apple says it's issued updates to stop the malware spreading. Lorry drivers are being urged to take notice of signs near low railway bridges after a spate of HGVs getting stuck. Network Rail's appealing to truckers to check the height of their vehicle and load. It's after Southeastern travellers were disrupted last week when a lorry hit a bridge in Orpington. Spokesman Chris Denham says there are often problems at others in the county too.
Some of the ones that get hit quite a lot, such as Chestfield and Strood. There's another bridge in Kersney which is quite often hit. They've all got big signs on them warning of it. So truck drivers just need to look at that and act accordingly.
And pictures have been released of Prince George and Princess Charlotte playing in the snow. They join their mum and dad, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, on a skiing holiday in France. We've tweeted the pictures via at KMFM News.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Tennis in Great Britain are through to take on Serbia in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, Great Britain are through after Andy Murray beat Kei Nishikori in five sets to secure a 3-1 win over Japan in Birmingham. Novak Djokovic starred for Serbia in their win over Kazakhstan. The last eight tie will take place in July. Football and Manchester United are 3 points adrift of the Premier League's top four today after losing 1-0 at West Brom. Louis van Gaal's side played over an hour with 10 men after Juan Mata's first half red card. The manager says the defeat is very bad ahead of the Europa League tie with Liverpool and then West Ham in the FA Cup.
This match has also an influence at the next match. So it is for us very bad moment, and it was, in my opinion, an unnecessary loss.
And Kent trampoline gymnast Kat Driscoll has won a medal at a World Cup event as she gets ready for this summer's Rio Olympics. The 29-year-old from Medway took individual bronze in Azerbaijan. She's also due to compete in the European Championships later this month.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.
With the Detroit